The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujak, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
Deciding where to go to college can be one of the biggest decisions a person will make in their lives. There are thousands of schools to choose from, so getting a good look at the campuses that are at the top of your list can be crucial to making the right choice. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to talk about the college selection process, and joining us are two people who are experts in all of this. Joining us are Michael LaLiberty, who's the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, and Jan Ford, Director of Admissions and Recruitment, both at UWM. Michael, Jan, welcome to today's program.
Thanks, Tom.
And Michael, let's begin with you.
Sure.
Thousands of choices, literally, with all of the two-year and the four-year and the technical programs out there. If I'm a young person thinking of that move, or if I'm a parent of a child who is about to embark on this, how in the world do I break it all down?
Well, I think in your opening you talked about the list, and I think it's really important for folks to sit down and take the time to create a list of what it is they're looking for. Are they interested in a two-year program? Are they interested in a private or public? What types of environment they want to be in, an urban environment, a rural environment. You know, it's with so many choices out there, people need to engage in a process, and it is truly a process. And it can be a process for some folks that start in their junior year of high school, or for even younger folks who say, I always want to go to where mom and dad went to school. And then the process continues as people start looking at, I didn't even know those types of schools existed out there. As a first-generation college person myself, I had no idea how to even begin the process. And part of that was engaging with the high school counselors who started putting information out there in front of you, attending college fairs. Really get an idea of what is in the marketplace. The sooner people start the process, the more and better informed they are about what there is to a college education.
Jan, is there ever a time where you could start too early?
I'm not sure that you can start too early, but I think your questions sometimes change along the way, and your experiences and sort of the awakenings you have as you discover what there is to consider and what campuses offer really sometimes begins to shift and change some of those things that you didn't even really think you would be interested in. I also think it's an interesting thing to work with parents and students and families because there are actually three journeys of exploration that tend to go on. There's the journey of the student themselves, there's the journey of the family members, and then there's sort of the collective journey where they're all coming together to look at what their, you know, what their goals and desires are in finding that perfect fit.
Michael, over the years, you've been in this business for some time working in the academy. You've been at a number of institutions where you've really overseen the enrollment and the recruitment process. Have things changed in the last few years, or is it still pretty much the same it was when you or I might have been looking for a campus?
I would say that, you know, things have changed dramatically. I would say first and foremost, with access to technology, has given people the opportunity to visit campuses and look at programs that they never would have considered before because it was out of reach, both physically and, you know, you couldn't get that much information from a book.
So now, even if you got a little brochure or a pamphlet,
a brochure, you get a flavor, but getting to the campus is probably the most important part of the process is that visit to see, as Jan had said, is it the right fit for me? But also the opportunities that are put in front of students of saying you can major in this and where are all the different institutions that offer that major? Some of that using technology, you can run a list of every campus in the country that offers a biology major if you want to be even more specific, getting it down, narrowed down. And there are a lot of students who are that narrow in their focus. I want this type of program. Then there's a whole other group, and I honestly belong to that group, was the I'm the undeclared student. I don't know what I want to major in. What I'm looking for is an environment that will help me to really figure out what it is I want to do. And sometimes there's a lot of pressure from family saying, you must declare a major, you must decide now, whereas our institution, we're really saying discover. You know, use this time, this first year, to discover what it is, what path you want to take. Because students, more often than not, are going to change their majors.
Our undecided major is our most popular major, by the way.
Yeah. And I think that is not unusual at UWM. It's Absolutely. A national trend. People going in, or if they really are pushed because of, as Janet said, you know, the family influence of saying major in this, you may change your mind partway through. So you want an environment where there are choices. And it's really important that students don't feel so locked in that they're selecting one area unless they're absolutely certain that they're committed to that area. So some of the specialized schools are great opportunities for those focused individuals who know that that's what they want to do, versus a liberal arts program or a major university where people can start looking around saying, I have the opportunity to go and try different things before I'm really ready to commit to a major.
I know there are a lot of moms and dads listening to this program saying, easy for you to say, folks, but I know what's best for my daughter, or I know what's best for my son. Do you hear that in the recruitment process at all, Jan?
Well, pretty much, yep. That's a pretty common one. And we really try to, I think, encourage all family members to open up just a little bit, to keep that open mind. And Michael mentioned the visit. I think the visit is probably where we see that happen the most. We have many students and families that visit UW-Milwaukee where they flat out say, you know, yeah, my mom and dad didn't want me to come here to visit today, but I really like this campus, so they're here under protest. And 2 hours later, after a walking tour and a presentation, we're hearing them say, I had no idea. Wow, this is really something. And, you know, those are kind of those exciting moments when you're working with families through the process where the introduction of new information and just connecting with the right people, starting to get that feel, sometimes just opens that conversation up a little wider.
I remember earlier this spring, I bumped into a family walking across the UWM campus, and they looked confused or lost, and maybe I didn't look quite as confused or lost because we started talking, and in steering them the right way, there was a mom and a dad and a daughter and another daughter, a much younger daughter there. And I said, so where are you from? And they told me that they were in from the Twin Cities, actually, mm-hmm. to look around. And just, I don't know why, I looked at the really young daughter and I said, so what are you here for? And she said, well, I'm looking at colleges too. Mm-hmm. Now, she probably was 12 or 13 years old, but it dawned on me, yikes, whatever you are showing the real prospect, that 18-year-old is going to be heard and influence decisions of the sibling, a whole nother generation coming up behind is observing the selection process. That's pretty amazing because mm-hmm. there's a lot of pressure on you folks in the recruitment to tell a good story.
But I think you bring up a great point. What we're seeing more and more are the first child, so if there are multiple children in the family, the whole family comes to the visit, and they're scoping it out for it could be that first child, the second child, or the third child. And now they may say, we'll shortlist this for child number two. Mm-hmm. It may not be the right fit for child number one, and go through that process. So as families are evolving and child number one goes off to school and child number two, child number three will probably have less visits because they've already been through that with child number one and number two. So they have a better sense of what the college environment is about. So, you know, one of the roles that we're playing when people do come to college campuses is engaging the entire family. How can we look at that 12-year-old or 13-year-old may be a future prospect? And that's why it's important to bring in the whole family so it actually can save the family money later on, but also help them to start those conversations about what would you like to find in a college or a university when you're ready to go away.
And I think that so often they have a lot of questions, but in many respects they don't know what questions to really ask until you engage them in those conversations. You just start kind of peeling away those layers and try to get at a little bit in terms of interest. It is particularly important if you don't have a major in mind or a program of study to really talk about what it is that turns me on in a generalized way. What is it about an environment, or what is it about an interaction or a classroom experience, and how do those things line up for you at UW-Milwaukee or another campus? And I think that those kinds of conversations with people who are working in those areas and can show you those things sort of up close and personal, I think, are really important opportunities.
Michael, at the beginning of the program, you said there are so many different choices, and you indicated that certainly one big choice is, do I go to a public or do I go to a private? Lots of wonderful public universities, and of course we like to brag about UWM, and probably will a little bit more during the program, but also there are a lot of great private universities here in Wisconsin. So how does a family or how does a student sort out which one of those trains they ought to get on?
I think for many students, they, you know, there are so many factors, and depending on their circumstances, they've got to look at it. You know, price is definitely a big factor at this point. With folks being able to afford to go to a private or public institution is just one piece. There's also what are the offerings of those smaller schools versus larger schools, how that fits in. There's also a lot of faith-based institutions where people are feeling very strongly that their child will be connected to their faith and make sure that they're getting that support. So part of those are discussions that families need to have to say, if I'm going to be looking at these, what are the factors, our family? What are important factors for us to be able to, what can we handle financially? What is important in terms of value? What's in terms of values? As well as what are the programs of study that are available and that are able to make that match for us?
Jen, do you see most of the family interactions that present themselves in your office? Do you see moms and dads and that 18-year-old opening up to each other and really having a honest conversation about what fits or doesn't fit for the student? Or do you see more of that helicopter parent play out where there is a really strong sense on the part of one parent that, by golly, they know what's best for the kid?
I think you see all, but by and large, we really welcome the involvement of the families and the parents. I mean, the helicopter parent can sometimes sort of swoop in, but ultimately they're motivated by a desire to do good for their young son or daughter. And so if you work with that framework and understand that what they really want is what's best. And so trying to bring them into the conversation in a way that that you're directing the conversation, you're engaging the student first and foremost. We do meet with families sometimes where it's a bit of a spokesperson kind of thing, where a mom is doing all the talking and the child is kind of sitting there quietly. And we make a lot of efforts to make sure it's a balanced dialogue and that all people in the room are participating and have an opportunity to really talk about things. Will I say that occasionally after the fact we get a phone call or an email from a student or a parent that maybe conflicts against the other? Sometimes. But we also turn that back to the writer, and we really try to encourage them to be honest and open and make this, again, what I started with my conversations is that there are three journeys at work here. And I think that the more we can bring those journeys together in a common sort of quest for the right fit is where we really see a big difference and ultimately, I think, a pretty positive outcome.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack. In the studio, we have two experts in how to pick a college because they're helping thousands each year pick UWM. Jan Ford is the Director of Admissions and Recruitment, and Michael Liberty is Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, who oversees that entire recruitment and enrollment process. And speaking of journeys, Jan, I know that later on in the month of October, actually the last weekend, people will have a chance to make a journey to the UWM campus for the big open house weekend.
They will. And this is, as you know, because we've worked together for some time, this is one of my favorite events of the year. This will be the 18th year that we've been holding this event. It's a two-day opportunity for students and families to really explore UWM in a way that is just not possible through our other visit programs or avenues of gathering information. And what you know, we all want to present a story about UW-Milwaukee through our visit programs and so forth, but it's rare that you really get a chance to come and test drive and taste all of those aspects, the academic aspects, the in-classroom kinds of opportunities that are available, but also the support systems, the social engagement activities available, seeing the physical environment of the campus as well as the neighborhood. The open house is a huge and comprehensive opportunity that allows students and parents to pick and choose. And they can come and stay for an entire day, or they can come for an hour or two and just take a campus tour, talk to a few people, gather some pieces of literature, and head back out.
So paint a picture of what a person would find on the UWM campus on the 26th and 27th of October when they come to campus. Little booths, big booths, a lot of people, a few people to talk to?
It's an environment. The Student Union, which is a large facility on our campus and really the kind of the center heartbeat of campus life, it really becomes this new place for all of our programs and services to be featured. So first of all, I want to mention that parking is right in that building underneath. So people actually can just zip in, get out of their cars, go up two floors, and they're right there. So the ease of finding it is first and foremost there for our visitors. They come in, they check in, they get an overview from one of our staff members. They get some personalized help if they're looking for specifics, or some generalized help if they just want a sense of what this is all about. And we have two floors where faculty, staff, currently enrolled students are available. Interactive displays, walking tours of the campus, trolley tours of the neighborhood. It's really pretty much something for everyone.
So if I'm interested in archaeology or maybe my son is thinking of architecture, you could actually talk to someone who's teaching those courses.
You can not only talk with them, but you can often see displays or class projects or kinds of interactive quizzes. In other words, I think that one of the intents is not only to sort of showcase UW-Milwaukee, but engage them actually into the environment. It's really a true opportunity to experience that fit that I think is so critical to the selection process.
Michael, do a lot of colleges or universities do this sort of thing around the country?
Open houses are common on college campuses. However, one of this magnitude that incorporates all of the different schools and colleges that exist within the university is unusual. I mean, this is a what I would consider an all-you-can-eat buffet when it comes to the academic and co-curricular offerings that UWM has to provides for students, especially those folks who, as Janet said earlier, don't know what questions that they want to ask, because they get the opportunity to be exposed to things they didn't know existed before. And so then they start asking questions about specific programs or about the different offerings both inside and outside the classroom that I think in other open houses that I've seen are very limited, and they don't have the full participation and the entire campus being involved in this type of a program.
So if you're not sure that you necessarily want to go to UWM, you don't have any specific college in mind, is it still a good idea to come to an open house to help answer some of those bigger global questions of public, private, looking at a two-year versus four-year?
I think that's the best reason to come, Tom. I think, you know, folks coming in who are really uncertain about what they want to do, it gives them a really good sense of what to expect at an institution and what the offerings are, because we have everything from tasting our food to talking to our deans to sitting in a classroom, touring the campus. You get the full college experience as part of the open house experience. And if you're looking at schools in general, it's a great opportunity to come and understand right here in your own backyard the opportunities that exist. And also, it gives you the opportunity to think of those questions that you're going to ask if you visit other campuses. Say, well, I've tried this at UWM. Do you have this here? And it really starts that dialogue going. I think it's really important, especially for those students in high school still, to come in and pay a visit and start the process. This would be a really important time for them to begin to know how to get that list of thousands of institutions down to a workable list, so you don't spend two summers traveling around the country looking at every campus.
It sounds sort of like a boot camp to get you right. Get you going. I remember when I took my son and daughter around the country, and yes, mm-hmm. we did, because you know they want to get away from mom and dad, and that's okay. You know, let's go explore. But I, as a parent, I was much smarter near the end of those trips than at the beginning of the process, because I wasn't sure what questions to ask. And I work at a university, but you know, my head wasn't in that frame that said, did you consider this? Did you consider that? So coming to a place like the UWM Open House, even if you think, well, I want to go to Boston, not to Milwaukee, mm-hmm. it still helps you to learn which questions that you ought to ask wherever you go.
Absolutely. And it saves you that airfare to Boston as well. I mean, I think that, you know, what the Open House really does, it provides every audience with whatever questions that they have, whether you're considering UWM, whether you have questions about colleges and universities and it's your first exposure to it, whether you are looking at a particular major and you know that that's one of the areas that we excel at and you want to be part of it, or you just starting the process. So if you're at the early stages of the process or at the end stages of the process, I think it really can provide folks with a solid foundation from which they're going to make their decisions.
And it probably makes you realize what the right questions are, what are the right issues. Just a small aside, I took my son to a university in the southwestern part of the country, and it was February. And, of course, on the campus tour, they had to show off the outdoor pool that was still open. And I'll never forget standing there with a group of other parents. All the parents congregated in one side, and the students didn't want to be near their parents, so they're on the other side. And we're looking at this big Olympic outdoor pool in February, and this wonderful co-ed blonde gets out of the swimming pool in front of all of us. She had just finished her laps and walked out and stepped over, patted down, and lay down on the chaise lounge. And I looked at the dad next to me and I said, oh, God, we're shot. You know, the decision has just been made. That is not a good reason to choose a college. So any parents who are in that situation, you heard it from the expert here.
We do have a number of series, actually, a Getting Started series, it's called, for this very purpose. It talks about some of those key elements, even related to, like, financial aid, housing considerations, admission requirements. And when we talk about admission requirements, we're really not talking about what do I need to get in, but what kinds of things should I be thinking out about to be successful once I'm there. So trying to start those conversations and sort of turn that dialogue a little bit for students and families who really haven't thought about this in college terms before.
And that really helps you, again, no matter where you go,
yep.
right?
I mean, yes,
financial
it's intended
aid
to
questions
do that. Yep, exactly.
are going to be the same. When you think about the pitch, and this is where, you know, because we're part of the university, we will make a pitch. What is unique that you can demonstrate about the UWM campus that might close the deal for someone?
From my perspective, there are a couple of things. First and foremost, I think it's the connections that are made. The university is large in terms of population size, but it has such a small environment. And you can make it large. It's got all of the amenities of a Research 2 institution and all of the programs and everything that comes with it from the support systems. But really, when it comes right down to it, there are people that make that campus come alive. And the level of caring and commitment that I have experienced over my time at UW-Milwaukee is unparalleled as far as I'm concerned. The quality of the education is another. I think that the value that you get for the quality of the experience and the fact that we are located in a wonderful neighborhood in the city, we have a fantastic campus facility-wise, and we're also located in this urban environment, which extends the classroom classroom, out into the community. So many of our students are out there doing internships and field experiences, and they're actually plugging into their professions long before they graduate. Those are really exciting and important elements that I'm not sure every campus can offer a young person.
And that internship opportunity, the working even a part-time job, can be crucial when you're at the other end of the college years, graduating, and you say, okay, I got to make a living now. How do you translate those 4 years of education into a package that you can actually sell yourself on?
Absolutely. When many of our students are graduating, those who have not participated in internship programs or in work related to their major, they're competing against students who have. And at an institution like UWM, where we are in an urban environment, there are so many businesses and corporations around that students can engage in hands-on learning. It puts them one step ahead of the competition. And we all know that, you know, the job market today is very competitive, and everyone is looking to, you know, have that one step up. And being in an environment that students can engage from their first year and carry it right through all 4 years, as well as other opportunities to fully develop their major with our undergraduate research program, so that they have an opportunity to take what they're learning and apply it in real-life terms. There's also some incredible opportunities with our partnerships with local businesses and corporations that are partnering with us on campus, giving students more real-life experience that they will be able to apply to their future careers.
So if I'm thinking that this might be a good experience, even though my son or daughter might not be quite that senior year, but I'm beginning to look around, what do I need to register? What do I need to do? Do I register or do I just show up at the university? Give us the logistics.
Are you talking about at the open house?
For the open house.
For the
yeah.
open house. We do have a pre-registration opportunity, and it's always good because it saves a little time. And that's at openhouse.uwm.edu. You find everything you need at openhouse.uwm.edu. You can show up at the door, and we just walk you through the process and get you on your way. So it's really what's most convenient to the student and the families.
And you do have students come from literally all over the country,
we do.
Right?
We do. We actually, and we have a large number of people that come, but it's never really too crowded because we have people out on tours, we have people on trolley tours, we have people visiting demonstrations in the dance department, we have people engaging in some activity in the engineering area. So it's a wonderful opportunity because it can be very personalized.
Yeah, and being a member of the campus myself, one of the things I always marvel at is that we have such a draw with students from all 50 states. I think it's 84 or 85 countries. So you see people who represent the world in a nice campus community, which makes you feel like you are really connecting to the world you're going to be living in.
Well, and the richness that brings to the educational experience, the variety of cultures and lifestyles, belief systems, backgrounds, really makes that college learning experience come alive.
Well, Jan and Michael, we wish you the best for a good open house coming up October 26th and 27th at the UWM Student Union. And
thanks so much.
Parents, you know, time to come in, get in your helicopter and come on over with the kids and get a chance to kick the tires and at least start thinking about how to pick that college. Well, that's it for this edition of UWM Today. Our guests this week, Michael O'Liberty, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Jan Ford, Director of Admissions and Recruitment at the University, our guest as we hear about that college experience. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week at the same time. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet the faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.